This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 817, Weird and Wonderful Walking Part 1 IELTS Answers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There are some odd speaking part one questions. Today, you'll hear native sample answers about walking, as well as super interesting synonyms for this daily activity. Hey, Michelle, how have you been feeling lately?
I've been okay. There's been a little bit of a stomach bug going around, but I'm making my way through. How about, I heard you had something else and going on with you?
Yes. Guys, this time of year, when everybody is inside more, the stomach flu just rampages through the population, and it's mostly kids that get afflicted with this. And like James has had the stomach flu every year for the past 3 years. It's just like a thing that I remember growing up as like I had it like once a year you get like the throw up-y flu, and it's disgusting but it's like a thing. And I don't think it happens in all countries, but like just from talking to people from other countries, they're like, why really every year? I'm like, yeah. So James had it and like woke up at like 11 at night and he's like, oh, I need the bucket, because like I put a bucket next to his bed or whatever. And anyway, so dealt with him like 5 hours of just like horror show. And I washed my hands in between every, bout. And I thought I was so careful. And then 2 days later, I finished the web class and I was like, I ran with my dogs. And then I got home. I was like, oh no. And yeah, totally got it.
that's so hard, because I know you with all the hand washing and you think like I'm good, but it's like you never know where it's lurking. Yeah. And then I started like with Dan, we were like, I was looking up because it was going around all this information about viruses, and I'm like, I really shouldn't be reading this because it just like freaks me out.
So this is a good example of a negative rabbit hole, because the last time you were on the show, we talked about very positive rabbit holes.
Right.
But I think when you start researching stuff on WebMD, that's never a good sign.
That is the worst rabbit hole to go on. Everything is you're dying, right?
Everything is you're dying.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's so bad. True. Oh, my gosh. Guys, just in this little 2-minute chat that Michelle and I just had, there's so much great vocabulary, guys, about like being sick and colds and flus and stuff. Definitely never skip that beginning conversation, because on the speaking exam, you could be asked about this, right? Like, when was the last time you had a cold, right? Or when was the last time you didn't feel well? Or how often do you get sick? Like, these questions could totally happen on the speaking test.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so even though these are not pleasant things to talk about, guess what? People talk about it, and you got to be prepared to talk about it as well.
Exactly. So the worst part of being sick was that I still had to walk my dogs.
Ugh.
And I could not move from the couch.
Jessica.
And I was just like putting it off. I should have just called Rover and like hired someone to come walk the dogs. Yeah. But like, I refuse to ask for help or spend money if I don't have to.
So I'm like, I know how that is. Yep.
I could do this. And I just was like, I was almost like crawling, I feel like, outside, just walking my dogs. It was terrible.
Oh.
But that is a very negative walking anecdote. But today, guys, you're going to hear more positive walking anecdotes, because this has been a topic, walking, not being sick, but walking on recent IELTS exams. So Michelle and I are going to do some sample part one answers. Just to make sure, though, before we continue, Michelle, are you clear on what speaking part one is all about?
Not really. I would love to hear more about it. And I'm sure, you know, I mean, I know that our listeners probably know a ton about it, but maybe there's someone who's a little unclear. So I would love to hear more.
You know, there are always new listeners. And maybe, that's guys, right, this is your first experience listening to IELTS stuff. So guys, speaking part one, you're going to be asked 3 different groups of questions, and they're all easy personal questions. Some of them are kind of weird, but they're still like sort of daily topics, you know, like walking, shopping, books, food, stuff like that. So your answers have to be very personal and try to give like examples. Try to describe like real feelings, real memories related to the question when you can. All right. So the answers don't have to be super long because they're simple questions. So in the 3 Keys IELTS course, I recommend 3 to 5 sentences as a sort of rule to start from when practicing speaking part one. So we're going to try our hardest to stick to that today, even though I think Michelle and I both really love talking and could probably talk for a lot longer.
Yeah, this is dangerous.
All right. So before we get into these, guys, I want to give you some very interesting paraphrases for walk. You could say amble, which is like a formal synonym for walk, or mosey, which is like walk slowly, or wander, which is walk around without a purpose, or this is my favorite, saunter sassily. So saunter is like walk with attitude, and sassily is just like extra attitude.
Right. So lots of attitude in this walk, sauntering sassily. Oh my gosh. Do you say that you saunter sassily, Jessica?
Sometimes
really?
I do. If I get real excited about something, because James and I like to, we just have fun all the time, just whatever we can. So like, actually, I have an example for this. Last Sunday, we went to a tree lighting ceremony nearby, and there were activities in all the little shops, and we were so excited because we love Christmas so much. My whole house is decked out right now in Christmas lights. So James and I were sauntering sassily from shop to shop, like sipping hot chocolate and like skipping around excitedly. So yeah, for sure.
That is so cute. Oh my gosh, you guys are adorable.
I should have not taken a video. Okay, so question one. Michelle, do you walk daily?
Yes, I do walk daily. I enjoy walking, but it's getting a little bit chilly where I am. So some days I try to stay inside a little bit more, but in general, every day.
Every day. Awesome.
What about you?
So if I were going to answer that question on the test, I would say, yeah, for sure. So I have 2 dogs and I try to get in at least 3 or 4 miles with them every day. And now, since we introduced a new dog into the home, I actually have to train them both separately because we're working on different issues. So I end up walking enormous amounts every single day.
Wow, that is awesome. Yep, that's good. That's so healthy.
It's super healthy, very healthy. All right, question 2. Where do you walk to?
All right. So, sometimes I just walk around town with my baby. So because I enjoy walking. So sometimes I'm really more just kind of wandering around, but most of my real walking is when I am walking to the subway, because I live about a 20-minute walk from the subway. And then when I walk to work, it's like another like 15 minutes. So I'm really walking when I'm commuting. So the trains actually aren't even the longest part of my commute. It's the walking.
Oh gosh. 20 minutes from the subway. That's great exercise. That's awesome.
It is. But sometimes, like, man, the other day it just was snowing like crazy and you're like, no.
Then it's annoying.
Yeah. What about you, Jessica?
Let's see, where do I walk to? I have three specific routes that I do with my dogs and I try to alternate between them. They all lead to different parks. They have sort of different green space destinations. And then if I don't have my dogs and James and I are doing an activity somewhere where we get to explore, like going to the tree lighting ceremony and walking around a new neighborhood, We try to always go to different events and different places around Portland and encourage this whole idea of exploring a new place by wandering without a specific goal, just enjoying the journey and not the destination, as they say.
That's awesome. That's all awesome. Right. I love doing that too.
So let's do one more question here for our listeners. Let's see. How about you ask me one? Good day to you, IELTS candidates. What would you get if you took the exam today? Would you get that 7? Would you get that 8? You can find out in 2 minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a super short quiz, get your estimated band score, and get free resources that I designed. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Okay, Jessica, do you think people will walk more or not in the future?
That is a funny question. That's not something that anyone would ever think about, and let maybe physical therapists might think about this. Right. No, I think people will walk less in the future because if the recent past is anything to judge by, people are trending towards being increasingly sedentary and not the opposite, unfortunately. So I think technology is only going to lead to more of this, like people using hoverboards to get place to place or like segways. So they never have to walk. They just like walk down the stairs or take an escalator and then they hop on another motorized device. So what's that movie? WALL-E, where everybody's like super, super huge and living on spaceships in the future and they don't walk anywhere. I think that is where society is heading.
Awesome. I love it. Awesome. Good answer.
So guys, that is a really weird question, but that is totally something that could happen on IELTS. And what I want you to notice is that I reacted honestly and spontaneously by saying exactly that it was a weird question. So definitely, guys, don't be afraid to do that on the exam.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like that like shows some personality too.
Yes, and that's the thing, guys. If you are aiming to get past that 7, reach that 8, it's all about showing personality and being more natural. And there's not one way to be natural. Being natural is just being yourself. So however that is, you could hear all the different people we have on this show. We all talk in different ways. So
that's right.
Just figure out how you want to sound, guys, and work on that. All right. So Michelle, I think we have some great homework for our listeners.
Right, definitely. Well, guys, you know, we gave you 3 really good, good and a little weird questions today about walking. So while you are walking, I want everyone to take a walk right now, right now.
Now.
The next time you go on a walk. Really anytime, answer these questions yourself, right? Practice these. Think to yourself, what would you say in these situations? Answer them out loud, right? Maybe not while you're walking, because if you're outside walking, people might think, who are you talking to? However you want to do it, just practice these and think to yourself, how would you answer these questions? And definitely walk, because it's healthy.
You know, I feel like so many times people are talking on a Bluetooth.
That's true.
That like you could probably pretend you're talking on the phone to somebody or just go to a place that's more secluded, like go on a hike and just practice speaking English.
Yeah. Yeah, do it. And you know what? I mean, no, definitely. Why not pretend you're talking on the phone? Or you know what? Who cares? And
yeah, like, totally.
Exactly. And I don't know. Jessica, do you ever like have, I mean, well, where I am, there's always people like trying to stop you on the street asking to sign something or asking for, to like sign some petition or whatever. And like, if I'm in a rush, sometimes I've definitely pretended that I've been.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That's my favorite. That's the only way to get out of it.
If I take the Max, because we moved kind of recently, and now we live right next to a Max stop. That's our public transit train. And I am a magnet for weird people to talk to. And like every time I get on this train, and the Max in Portland, guys, is chock full of weird people. It just is. Like, it's an awesome place to people watch. But you gotta be careful. It can be kind of dodgy. So I have my headphones in 100% of the time, whether or not I'm listening to anything, to try and discourage people from talking to me.
Funny.
That sounds terrible. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, but often I'm like, I don't want these strangers to talk to me right now.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. No, I know how it is. I know how it is.
Yeah, we both live in places where who knows who's going to start talking
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Definitely, for sure.
All right, guys. So definitely practice today's answers yourself. Listen to our answers a couple times. Choose some of the stuff that we said that you like and practice using it yourself. All right, Michelle, thank you so much for being a special guest on IELTS Energy.
Thank you for having me. It was very special for me as well.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks. Bye, Jessica.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.